Okay, go for it. How are we entering this? Were you rushing or were you dragging? All right, yeah. Well, fuck it. That seems like a good enough intro because the movie Uncharted is a lot like that rendition of the theme. It sounds a little similar like it, but you know everything about it to the every single note is completely off. I've decided to assemble what is the closest thing I have to the Avengers for when it comes to talking about Uncharted. I've got a moose here, Addy. Dorian, how are you? How has your night been so far?
It's been fine. I've been playing a lot of Horizon. I want to say that intro was amazing and worthy of that movie. So
yeah. You know, thank you.
Maple really bailed me out. Maple over here. We had him for the Spider-Man episode. You really bailed me out there because I don't know how to intro this. Like, this is gonna be a weird first half of a special episode and a second half that hasn't even been recorded yet. So, Maple, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Yeah, I'm just get right into it whenever you guys introduce yourselves, you know.
Wonderful. All right, and then we have another Maple back. Radic, congrats on your recent, like, what is it, about 10 uploads on YouTube over the last 2 hours because the entire movie industry decided, hey, here's your food for the next 2 weeks on all this movie news. How are you? How's YouTube?
Well, first off, thank you for having me, Ed and Addy. It's an honor to be here on Passive.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah. And as the biggest Uncharted fan on this panel for sure, like
that's not
without
true.
A doubt,
without that's a doubt, not true. That's
if you're
not
an Uncharted
true.
Fan,
that's
like,
not
you
true.
Would you have all the platinums? Right? You have all the platinums.
That's
right?
Not true.
Yes or no?
No. Have, no. That.
You, oh,
no,
so you're not an Uncharted fan. Oh,
no,
there we
that
go.
That makes you.
That's
no,
unfortunate.
That makes.
Oh,
that
man,
just makes you a games nerd. That makes you a games nerd. That doesn't make you an Uncharted fan. I'm a real fan. I just play the games because I enjoy them, not because I have to platinum stuff.
Okay. So you only played the first half of one, a little bit of two.
That's not true.
I'm looking at your trophies right now, dude. I'm looking at them right now.
He's got the credentials.
No. I have all the trophies that I beat every game.
I'm looking at it right now.
I beat every game.
Where's the trophy? It says you beat the chapter 8 of Uncharted 1, then you got no other trophies after that.
No, wait. Are you looking at PS3? Because that account is weird. Look at the PS4, the Uncharted collection.
Nathan Drake collection. That's what it says.
There is no way I don't have the completion trophy. I have it.
I don't know, man.
You're lying.
I just want you to abstain from using any gamer words. I hear the gamer range in your voice. If you can avoid the gamer words so I don't have to edit out, that's better.
Oh, my bad. Yes. Of course. Of course.
Oh, no, I mean the gamer word. The other gamer words, go ahead if you feel free on that.
What is the gamer word?
If I said it, I'd get canceled immediately.
Nerd.
All right. Uncharted. All right. You see, now that we've established that Maple is the ultimate fan because he's never beaten any of the Uncharted games, and that Radic is probably the fakest fan because he has all the platinums, you know, somewhere between the truest fan and the fakest fan lies Dorian and I, which is that we've played the games. Maybe we completed a couple. Maybe we completed all. And maybe we didn't do the Golden Abyss because, like, whatever. So we've all kind of established. We like the series, right? We all kind of enjoy this series. Let's go ahead and just get initial impressions about how we feel about the movie. So, Radic, you were the one, you beat the drum the hardest for this movie. Tell me, you walked in, you had all your popcorn. This was probably your second Mecca. This was finally your coming out party. Once the movie was over, how'd you feel?
Well, before I get into this, I want to give the audience some context. The Uncharted movie was announced in 2008. And we are in 2022 right now. So it's been a long journey for this movie. Mark Wahlberg was originally cast as Nathan Drake. I think Robert De Niro was Sully. And then it just went through like 5 or 6 directors. And I think in 2017 was around the time when Tom Holland was cast as Nathan Drake.
He was just born, so they were trying to get him cast.
Yeah, and this was before Spider-Man came out as well. So it's been a long time coming. Fast forward to now. Or last Thursday after I watched the movie. And I gotta be honest with you, I liked it. Like, it's not a perfect movie. Like, there's so many problems I have with it, especially with Mark Wahlberg's character and how he represents Sully, but we'll get to that later. But surface level, I liked it. There are some cringy moments for me, but overall, I'm excited to see what they do for the inevitable sequel.
All right, Maple, as we established that you are the realist fan already for Uncharted, I think that your opinion is going to hold more weight than all of us combined until I decide to use your trophies against you to prove you wrong. So tell me, how do you feel about the movie?
So I don't know. I walked in with like zero expectations, and then, bro, I just walked in because everyone's shitting on it. And then I'm like, okay, let me just try to take it for what it is. As soon as the opening scene started, bro, I'm like, okay, this set the tone to how I need to approach the movie, because that opening scene is dog shit, where he's hanging off the fucking thing, and the CGI is kind of ass. The quick cuts are, like, kind of lame. It's not really that coherent, like, what's going... I know what's going on. I've played the games, but it's, like... It's just, like, it set the tone. And I'm like, okay, this is how I'm going to watch the movie. I just got to turn my brain off. The laws of physics don't fucking apply here. Nothing, like, matters. And then, as soon as I did that, when they switched over to the next scene, when they're kids, I enjoyed the whole movie from then. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah, there's a lot of flaws, 100%. And I'm the biggest Uncharted fan, so I would know, like... This doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. But I think, in a way, the cheesy moments, the cringe, not that Uncharted is cringy, but there's moments where it's like, okay, I'm turning my brain off just like how I would in the story of Uncharted. Like, because I'm playing the game, obviously some of this shit doesn't make sense when I'm playing. Some of the shit in the movie doesn't make sense. And it's like, okay, I'm taking it for what it is. And I enjoyed it. It's not the best movie ever, but it's also not the worst. I will say, after all that, and I was like, this is a pretty good movie. It's okay. I thought about it, and then I realized that, you know, it kind of got a little worse for me. It's not bad, but it's like, I thought of like, this is the same guy who directed Venom, and it's like,
Great movie. Absolutely great movie.
I fucking hated Venom. I hated Venom.
Bro, you only watched like 5 minutes, bro. Don't talk.
I watched like 30 minutes. I had to turn that off. And then,
yeah, finish it first, man. Come on.
And then I realized that Uncharted has like the same kind. It's too polished, bro. It's like what do they call them? Super Bowl ads. Like it's like an advertisement. It's too clean.
The color
clean.
Palette looks like too saturated or too.
It's like too clean. It's too boring.
Sterile is a good word. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything is so pristine and looking like. And I don't know. They tried to make. I don't know.
It looks like a Papa John's ad.
Yeah, something like that. Like, yeah, that makes. That's funny. I get that.
Papa John would have been a better villain than Antonio Banderas' character in that.
Very true. Very true. But yeah, that's my thoughts. I know.
Imagine the entire movie that is just Papa John threatening to say the N-word, and Nathan Drake has to stop.
Dude, I'll be honest.
I would. Day one.
Someone said this in our Discord, but it really should have been Subway instead of Papa John's to keep the Uncharted spirit. Because if you're a true Uncharted fan, you would know the Subway event is really tied into Uncharted. So
lore, yes.
Yeah, YouTube.com, exactly. Search up Real Radic, and you can find out the history about Subway and the deep ties to the series for Uncharted. Dorian, tell me, what was Uncharted for you? What happened with this movie, and why did you push me to watch this?
Well, first of all, God bless you, Jim Ryan, for your free ticket for getting the PS5 upgrade, or else I wouldn't have seen this.
Yeah, that's how I watched it as well.
So shout out to Jim Ryan, of course.
Wait, shit. You know how whenever people are given free copies from PlayStation, do we have to announce that we were given these tickets by PlayStation as well?
Yeah, I guess so. Take my opinion with a grain of salt. This was provided to me by Jim Ryan at PlayStation.
Jim Ryan himself walked up to the teller and was like, hey, these people are with me. I'll pay for their tickets. Go on ahead. Their puppet, and I was like, okay, cool, thank you, Jim Ryan.
Now, he didn't pay for my popcorn though, cheap bastard.
No, he didn't.
Look, I couldn't have had worse expectations for this movie walking into it. I had just watched Free Guy, which is like one of the most dog shit fucking movies I've ever seen in my entire life. Same director as Venom, which I'm on the Maple side. I think Venom is pretty mid, especially the second one. I fucking hate that movie. But anyways, bygone to be bygone. Look, Uncharted was fine. There were parts of it that were really good. I thought actually like we'll get into it, but the whole ending was like a highlight for me. The beginning is dog shit. It's terrible. And then there were just chunks in the movie where I just kind of was in and out of it. But overall impressions, it was a pretty good time, even if I have so many issues with it. But the fact that I even can say I had, hey, this is a decent time, is way above what I was expecting. So props for that, I guess.
At least it cleared a low bar. Okay. Personally, for me, Uncharted is a movie that for two-thirds of this movie, I was miserable. I did not like this movie at all. Even getting into the third act, I was still really mad. I want to say by the time that the in media res start, we caught back up to that. I think the movie was finally like, okay, fine, whatever. I guess this is what you're just going to do. So at this point, I've given up. Do something to be interesting to me. And pretty much after that point, there's certain stuff in the third act that was like, oh, wow, that's pretty good. But then very quickly, I was reminded of why video game movies don't work. And then I just lost all faith that I had in enjoying this movie. And I actually think that this movie might be the best example of why you shouldn't adapt video games into movies. So overall, I think I'm pretty negative about it, but I think I have way more things to compliment in this movie than I thought I would have at all walking into it. So now that we have pretty much all the initial spots, if you're listening to this, first off, sorry that you're even listening to this. Second off, if you're listening to this and for some reason you are, okay, if you're listening to this, you're already not in your right mind. So at this point, if you really are still further in your right mind to not care about Uncharted spoilers, stick around, I guess. So 3, 2, 1. I don't know what the fucking spoiler is. Antonio Banderas gets his throat slit. That's pretty
probably
much
like the worst throat slit of all time.
Honestly, I was kind of shocked that since this movie is PG-13, like I'm shocked they even showed like the little piece of ketchup that they left on his neck.
Yeah, I agree. I have to go with Ed. Yeah.
It's fitting for like, honestly, his character is so fucking bad. Like besides Mark, that's Uncharted villains though. Mark Wahlberg's miscast as Sully, and we'll get into that, I'm sure. But Antonio Banderas' character was fucking awful. I hated him. Awful.
I mean, he's just playing Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, a worse version of him, I guess.
Do you think Antonio Banderas is better or worse than the villains in Uncharted 1?
Worse.
You think so?
I would say worse.
Yes, you know why? You know, like, bro,
Antonio Banderas and Braddock, both of them.
His character in the movie is not a bad, like, when I say not a bad character, he's not a bad guy. Not that he's written like shit. The character is ass. But I'm saying,
I mean, he murdered his dad.
No, listen, be quiet. Be quiet. I was getting to that. I was be like it, when he first starts off, bro, he's legitimately just a dude that wanted his family thing and he was going to buy
it. I just
want to
buy this cross.
This cross legally. Like, that's literally it. And then Nathan Drake and Sully just like fucking steal that shit. He really didn't mean anything. And then I feel like when the writers were like, hey, this guy's maybe not so bad. He's just a regular dude. Let's have him do something that doesn't make fucking sense. And then they made him murder his father for no reason. So you have a reason to hate him. And I'm like, what? Where the fuck did this come from? He did not have this energy at all. I'm so confused.
Black Panther. Oh, man. Michael B. Jordan is being a little too... We can agree with this guy a little too much. Can we have him choke Black Panther's mom so we remind the audience that he's evil?
Bro, it's something like that, bro. I that's the way I viewed it. He didn't seem like any bad at all until he just randomly killed his dad. And I'm like, I guess, bro. Like, I don't know why the fuck he did that. Nothing indicated that he would do something like that, bro. He just did that like out of nowhere. He just killed his dad. It's like, oh shit, now he's a bad guy.
Bad writing.
Yeah, it's fucking horrible. That's like one of my main criticisms. It was like so jarring. I was like, okay, I guess I'm supposed to hate him now, but I don't really care that much about him to hate him. So it's like, whatever. But that's just my thing about his character.
I will say that just because we're already on Antonio Banderas, I do want to talk about the fact that when he died, it gave me like this small glimpse of hope that I'm like, oh, wow, I wasn't expecting that movie. Are you going to continue to shock me? Like, that was the first moment where I was like, oh, that was actually something creative, because I thought the not Nadine would just be, you know, Nadine. So,
oh, true.
The fact that she betrayed him, I was like, oh, hey, look, something different. I can't believe that exists, I guess. So,
to be honest, bro, I feel like this movie is like one of those movies where it's like there's a lot of twists and turns for no reason again. Like, it's like, okay, not twists and turns. Like, there's a lot of backstabbing for no reason. Like, when Chloe pulled what was it, gun out on Nate, I'm like, okay. I like had an eye roll. Like, okay, it's expected.
Yeah, that kind of made sense. She does that in the game,
I understand. It's like, but it's like, I know what to expect. So when he dies, I'm like, oh shit, it's another backstab because you can't trust anybody in this treasure adventure. Everybody's in it for themselves. And then it was
a little stupid for me with the Chloe thing until I kind of laughed at the last one where she like kind of tries to fuck him once more, but then he was ahead of the curve this time and fucks her. And I was like, okay, like you're really, she's just, this is her character. Like, that's just what she is. So I get her, but there, some of the stuff was just a little bit.
Okay. I guess now we're going to Chloe. I think Chloe got fucked up a little bit. I think Chloe always needs to have that fine line of she betrays you, but like you still kind of like her, even though when she's doing it. And by the time that she stole the coordinates when she had no reason to, I was like, oh, you just suck. I don't like you anymore.
You're a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Because the night before he was spilling his guts out about his brother and shit.
Yeah,
and it's like it's like, what the, you fucked up, bitch! Like, what are you doing?
And he went,
why
to go
are you
wait?
Doing this?
Yeah, well, to be fair, like she also tries to like reveal more about her dad, and Tom. I'm not Tom. Nathan Drake's like, oh, that's wild. Anyways. So he kind of had like the same reaction to them.
That's the moment where you see a little turn in her eye, like, I'm going to fuck you over again. And I'm not going to even feel bad.
No, to be honest, bro, like, remember when I texted in the Discord, I was like, oh, I found the first flaw of the movie, like 30 minutes in. That first flaw,
bullshit.
Bro. I mean, no, when I say that, I mean, that was when I was like, huh? What is this? That was the first moment.
You're on that high, you know, that first time view.
I was on the first time view high, and it's fine. I mean, I was trying to enjoy it because it was Uncharted. They were doing Uncharted things, and then when they show Chloe, first thing I noticed, no ass, and I'm like, huh?
Facts.
This is not that. And
preach.
I'm not even trying to. And preach. I'm not even. No, listen. And I'm not even one of those people that are like, oh yeah, every girl has to be sick. It's just like I feel like that's part like. No offense, right?
But, no, you're right.
Chloe's got
no
a fat
offense.
Ass.
Amy
no
Hennig wrote Chloe to be sexy. That's
to be
totally
sexy, sexy, exactly. Yes. And I'm like, this girl is like,
she's supposed to be a femme fatale,
seductive type shit. You know what I mean? It's like, you're supposed to be like this. I don't know, bro. I was like, this. What is going on here? She's just like a nerd, and I'm like, that's cool. I mean, she was
yeah.
Fine.
She seemed more like an Elena type in a way.
Yeah, and that's when I was like, maybe people don't know what they're doing. That was the thing for me. And then
They casted Mark Wahlberg as Sully.
Yeah, I could tell right from that moment, to be honest.
No, I know. Like I said, I let my mind kind of accept that. I was like, okay, let's just see what this does. And then when I saw Chloe, I was like, what is this? But no, it's cool. I mean, that's fine. That's all I had to say about Chloe. She's an okay character.
I will say about Chloe, I hope she does get fleshed out in the sequel. Like, I think there's enough potential.
Yeah,
with Chloe.
She gets like a BBL in the sequel. Or something.
Yeah, something like that, and or just like a more
Brazilian butt lift,
or more fleshed out plot line. I think that's more in line for what they want to go for. But if a BBL, if that's what they want to go for, you know, I'm all for it.
You know.
Look, what you said, at least in the middle of all the she needs a fatter ass, like, you're not wrong, though. Like, in the heart of what Chloe is supposed to be the temptress that basically goes to Nate and is like, hey, listen, I'm kind of hot. Can you just give me the key to Shambhala? Cool, thanks. I'm going to betray you now. But whenever I turn around, you're going to see my ass again and you're going to forgive me, like, instantly. So... you're not wrong, but
that's mostly what I was getting at. Not really literally fat ass. I'm like, this is not the seductive person that, you know, the games make her out to be. So it's like, okay.
Also, just because I feel like I want to mention it, the coordinates thing. Did Nate actually write down fake coordinates and then he wrote real coordinates in the bottle right next to where the fake coordinates were?
Yeah, not really smart, honestly. Like,
yeah, that was.
Dude, I turned to my wife and I'm like, what if Chloe had just seen, why is this letter hanging outside this bottle? Why is this paper the exact same size as the other piece of paper? This doesn't make sense.
The problem when you get bad writing in a movie like this, it just makes so many people look stupid.
Yeah, it reminds me of 10 that way, for sure.
Fuck you, Ray. Fuck you, Ray. Might even cut that shit out. Might even censor it. I ordered my hot sauce an hour ago. Fucking incredible line, okay? That line is probably better than almost anything in this movie except the cameo that Nolan North has.
The cameo is amazing.
All right, yeah, we should talk about that. That cameo was awesome with the Uncharted theme music in the background.
Little score too, yeah, it's great.
That was the only time I smiled in the movie. The song kicks in, and I'm like, "Holy shit, this sounds a lot like the rendition from Uncharted 4." Oh my fucking god! Yeah. And when I heard Nolan North's voice, I just got really giddy. And then once he left, I got really mad at the movie. When he left, I was like really fuming. I was like, "Oh my god, we were so close to giving me what I wanted." Like, that's the thing. I want to say, like, whenever Nate fell out of the plane and he landed on the car and then they're parachuting down, I was like, oh, you know what, that's actually kind of cool, you know what, accepted, maybe it's the movie's starting to win me over. And then they reminded me of real Nathan Drake and I was like, oh cool, I hate fake Nathan Drake, I fucking hate 90210 Nathan Drake. This is the absolute worst timeline that we could have been in.
I mean, so, we should talk about that, actually. We should talk about Tom Holland as Nathan Drake. Like, what'd you guys think of him?
Well, first off, let's get the cameo out of the way, because, come on, we're not going to just give the cameo 2 minutes. Like, come on.
Like, what?
When I saw it, I was like, very cool, very nice. And then in my head, I'm like, does this make sense to people who haven't fucking played the games? Like, that's what I was thinking.
No, absolutely not.
So that's the thing. It would be a good comedic beat where people would go, huh, this Nathan Drake just fell out of a plane and this guy's saying, oh, that happened to me too. It's like,
yeah,
what?
True. That's right.
I hate that I complimented this movie, but like, I hate whenever I have to give credit where credit's due. Fucking movie.
I know Nolan North has been in like TV shows or soap operas before, but then I'm like, damn, like, it's just so funny that his first blockbuster movie is because of like a game that he decided to make by like accident. It's like so funny, like, because I remember when he was going into Uncharted 1, I don't think he knew what it was, right? And then now he's on the big screen because of a game that he did. Because I feel like he's been trying to get on the big screen for, like, movie reasons, but he got on the big screen for, like, a game reason, which is just funny to me.
He got on the big screen before Troy Baker, at least.
Yeah, very true.
Part about his voice being so generic sometimes in some movies that technically this is a Nathan Drake cameo and this is a cameo from whatever character he played in Assassin's Creed.
Very true.
Also, oh, Desmond?
Bro,
yeah, thank you, Desmond. Yeah.
But also, bro, another thing I noticed is, like, I've always said this. I've always said that Nolan North and what's the Sully guy,
Richard McGonagall,
could legitimately play Nate and Sully, I feel, in the movie, and could pull it off, in my opinion. That's what I think. Maybe not Richard, but I think Nolan North could. I feel like he doesn't look too much different than... He looks a little different than Nate, sure, because he's a little older. But I feel like some, you know, some makeup and fucking some hair, you know, I don't know, some hair tricks, like, they can make him a Nathan Drake, put on that outfit, and he could fit Nathan Drake, bro. I think it would be more convincing than Tom Holland, in my opinion. When I saw him on screen, I'm like, huh, he could pass as Nathan Drake. Like, that's just in my head when he started talking to shit. Obviously, because his voice helped.
Oh my god. His voice just, it brought me back to reality where there's nothing in this movie that I want to root for, because it's like, this entire movie, it feels so much like Tom Holland. Anytime that he has a line that sounds like, if you were to pluck it and then put it in an Uncharted game, it would be like, oh yeah, that fits perfectly. But whenever it's coming out of his prepubescent mouth, it just ruins every single line, and it bothers me endlessly. So being reminded of prime Nathan Drake, I'm like, ah, movie, you gave me one glimpse of happiness, and then you probably shot this movie even harder because you did that.
I think, bro, I think you overanalyze, bro. Yes. Just sit back.
Yeah, fucking film snob.
Just sit back and relax and watch.
Have you
the movie.
Been on Passive Pixels? The fuck do just I do but overanalyze?
Just
be
sit
happy,
back.
Bro. Please
be happy. Be happy.
Have you ever listened to an episode of Passive Pixels? Do you think happiness exists here?
Yes, I actually was. I was on the only episode where we were just being very positive.
Yeah, because that's Spider-Man.
I should have been on that episode.
Yeah, well,
look,
just
relax. If you have to turn your brain off for a movie, it's not a good movie. That's not true at all.
That's incorrect.
That's not
bro.
True at all.
What is that film snob mentality? Get out of here.
That's some bullshit, actually.
Look, if a movie has to be like, hey, you have to be dumb to enjoy this, like, oh, okay, cool, you're probably dumb.
That's every 90s fucking movie ever. All your shitty classics. No. All your shitty classics.
Facts.
Yeah, all your shitty action movies.
Watch something like Bad Boys, which I'm not even the biggest fan of, and that is light years better than Uncharted, because it has
Bad Boys too.
There's cleverness to it.
Bad Boys 2, that's the thing. If you have enough charm, you can be as stupid as possible. But when you're stupid and you're not charming, you done fucked up.
I'm not saying it's the best movie on earth, dude. I'm just saying you've got to... I don't know, just take... Whatever, I mean, everyone has their own opinion. Whatever.
If I feel nothing, that's probably a big loss.
You felt I really felt nothing. I find that hard to believe.
Pretty much bored. Holy shit, they got Nathan Drake and then just active hatred. And then the third act, but you know, we'll talk about that later, which is the only time I want to compliment them, but then also insult them because of the third act. But
oh,
I,
my
I
God.
Want to get through the characters first.
I just wanted to say the plane scene when they did it again, like twice, you know, when they, not the beginning.
Yeah, the second time.
When they got back. Second time.
You see the whole thing.
They have like Chloe's perspective.
Shit,
yeah.
That shit was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Bro, when he started to like fly through the air and then landed on the same car Chloe did, and then she got out of like the car and started talking to him mid. That shit was fucking hilarious.
It was so fun. It was
falling miles.
I loved it.
I know. I agree, Radek. That's when I was like, holy fuck, like this shit. This is like really stupid, but this is really Uncharted. Like, this is really stupid.
Exactly.
This is super fucking dumb.
Okay, then, I will give the movie its roses here. That moment was like, oh man, that would fit perfect in an Uncharted game.
Yeah, it was just one of those moments where I just busted out laughing. I don't know if it's for the right or wrong reason, but I'm like, this is so fucking stupid. Like, what the fuck is going on screen right now? She's just talking casually, like having a convo while they're falling in a car. And then I do like the scene right after where they're on the... That was like a good, like, in terms of a shot perspective, that actually gave it some variety.
The little shipment crater.
Yeah, the little shipment. Yeah, it was pretty... I actually liked how it looked. And I was like, oh, that's pretty pretty good. Because the whole movie looked fucking generic. So I'm like, this is actually... Maybe there's some thought into this scene. You know?
Also, the funniest shit is that they look like they're in the middle of an entire fucking ocean, and then they just turn around. They're like, "Hey, look, there's a beach."
Yeah. Oh my god, I forgot about that. Chloe was like, "Nate, look!" And you think like it's some big shit. It's just like a.
I thought it was gonna be Sully right there, but no.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, that would make too much sense.
That's what I thought it was gonna be something. Like her reaction did not match up to her just washing up on shore. It's like, okay.
It's very.
How did you not see that when you were falling? How did you not see the island that was right there when you were falling, like, from the air?
That moment was like Uncharted 3, when, like, after the ship.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, right. You actually might have fixed that for me by calling up Uncharted 3.
That shit is so funny.
I think it's fucking stupid. But can we talk about Tom Holland? Can we talk about Tom Holland now?
That's where I was going to go.
Tom Holland is... I know I'm gonna get some grief for this, and that's fine. I seriously think you could have just taken his character in Peter Parker and put it here. Yep. Legit. It's not bad. It's not a bad performance by any means. It's fine. It's certainly better than fucking Mark Wahlberg as Sully, but it wasn't anything special at all to me. Like when he at the very beginning when he's doing the bartendership and flipping the fucking things, I'm like, who is this guy? You're not fucking Nathan Drake. Like this isn't something fucking Drake would be doing. Fucking I don't know. The character did not work for me from the start. I warmed up a bit as it goes on, and he kind of gets into it, and he's wearing the classic shirt and everything like that. But it took a long time for me to get to that point, and I don't know. I still think he's just basically Spider-Man in different roles.
By the way, the funniest shit is that Mark Wahlberg is just hanging out at that bar. He's like, hey, I see that kid stole that bracelet. I think I'm going to hire him for my multi-million-dollar deal. Like, just has no idea who this fucking kid is.
No, yeah, you're right. I did think, I was like, what the fuck? How convenient is this shit? Like, this shit is crazy. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I think Sully scoped it out before?
They explained it in the movie when you were probably
Sully was working with his older brother. So that's how he knows Nate before.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It was deliberate. Yeah, it was deliberate.
I stopped paying attention after some point.
Yeah, I agree. I understand.
Okay. Anyways, so I guess at this point, let's just talk about fucking God, Nathan Drake. Honestly, I don't like him at all as Nathan Drake. Anytime that he would say anything about, like, anytime he would have a line that would sound perfect in an Uncharted movie, it just sounds so much like he's coming off as a whiny kid instead of like a wisecrack. He would lean too closer to smartass than it would being a smartass. I don't really know how to distinguish that, but like whenever Nate cracks something in one of the games, he always kind of says it in a way of like, do you think I'm taking any of this seriously? Do you really think I am? And whenever Tom Holland would say a line, it would always sound like he took whatever that person just said really personally, and he's trying to throw an insult to them. It's like, you sound like you care too much, honestly. You need to just really stop. I don't like him at all. I don't like his face, how he just always kind of, like, it is literally what he said in his interview where he's like, oh man, I gotta make sure my biceps look like they're bustling. Like, he really did do that. He really does have that look to his face where he's just like, I gotta make sure I hit my mark and look dramatic as possible. It's like,
bro, that scene with him fucking doing like push-ups or whatever, that shit was so fucking cringe.
There was a scene with him doing push-ups?
Yeah, like, it was
when he's working out.
Yeah, like after he gets recruited by Sully, he's like working out.
Oh.
But
no, I don't, I must have been on my phone.
Honestly, yeah, you're messaging on the Discord. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, yeah, I was, I think that's when I was messaging like, wow, this movie's not so bad. And then that's probably missed that scene.
But, Ed, yeah, your point about Tom Holland, I feel like I'm kind of the opposite as you, because I actually bought into Tom Holland as Nathan Drake in this movie beforehand. I was skeptical for sure, but to me, like, I feel like the way they explain it is that this is a younger version of Nathan Drake. This is essentially his first adventure. Not really, but in the movie, it's his first adventure. So, but I still felt like he was a shit talker in a way. That bar scene, the bar scene fight, especially in the club, I thought was great. Like, I thought that was, like, he was quipping like Nathan Drake. He was beating the thugs up like Nathan Drake. And by the end of the movie, I was, like, totally sold on him as a younger version of Nathan Drake, who will later grow into the Nathan Drake we know of in the game in, like, a future sequel or two. But in this movie, I thought he was pretty good, like, for the most part.
My worry is the fact that I don't think his voice is ever going to sound right for me, for him to sound like the smartass that Nate Drake is.
That's fair. Yeah. To me, that I got over that pretty quickly, but yeah, it's hard to be Nolan for some people.
He didn't sell me, like, it's not like, oh, this is the perfect casting, but it's like, I mean, it's fine. It worked for me. It wasn't anything crazy done. The thing that I'm like, okay, maybe this could really work is in the post-credit scene. I think, honestly, if the movie was more thematic, right, to the games, if they used the score more, If they made the outfits fits more Uncharted-esque, I think it would have worked. It would have sold better, because that post credit scene with him and Sully
was amazing.
I don't know about amazing, but I feel like that
relative
was
to the movie,
that was the closer. Most, that was the most Uncharted the movie felt, because they both had their suit. He had his thing on from Uncharted 1.
Uncharted 3.
Wait, no, Sully had Sully had the thing from Uncharted 3, but Nate had his thing from Uncharted 1.
The young version of Nathan Drake in Uncharted 3 wears the same shirt in the scene.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Okay, yeah. Very true, very true. But yeah, okay. But yeah, that was the most Uncharted it felt in the movie, I feel like. So I think it could work, bro. I think he could work as Nate. I just think they have to, like Radek said, this is a younger version. You could not buy it, and I didn't buy it for a while, but I still, like, just turned my brain out like this. I'm enjoying it for what it is. And then at the end, I'm like, this could actually work. Like, he had the stash, he was wearing the same shit, and it could work if, I don't know how to explain it, but I think...
I know what you mean, if they use, like, the same iconography from games, like, the same environment design.
Like, I think Tom Holland could work if they just made him just a little bit more... They got to work on him a little bit, but I think it worked. It made me a little bit more excited for the sequel if that's the route they're going with, like, at the end where they know each other and they're establishing each other. Like, they already established and they're quipping back and forth. It sold me at the very, very, very end. I'm like, okay, this could work. Like, this could work. Like, but that's about it. It wasn't a standout performance. He was also weird when he said, like you said, one-liners didn't really work for him because it's like, I'm comparing it to the games, and in the games he says it so effortlessly, and this one it seems like he's doing it. He's
trying to hit the mark.
Yeah, type shit. But you know, it's whatever. It's whatever. That's basically it. It's okay. It wasn't. And Sully. Oh well, we get that.
No. That's what I was gonna go.
Can we all agree that he didn't work?
Transition.
What?
Yeah, no, that was a good transition.
Can we all agree that he didn't work?
Oh wait. Oh, Mark. Oh, okay. Ooh. All right. I think I'm actually gonna be somehow the most positive here. Keep in mind that that's relative terms. Whenever Mark Wahlberg basically had no emotion, for some reason, he got the closest to Sully. So if he had no inflection to his voice, where he's just like, hey, man, you need to kind of carry down a little bit. Like, I don't know, something where he just says it so monotone. I was like, ah, this kind of works a little bit. But anytime that Mark Wahlberg does something that reminds me of Sully, I think is completely incidental. Like, that was never the intention. This entire movie is Mark Wahlberg being Mark Wahlberg.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I 100% agree. He was the worst part of the movie for me. In terms of just how, again, from a video game perspective, like, when you compare his character in the games to the character that they brought to life on the screen, I think Antonio Banderas' character was worse. He was just useless. But in terms of what they did bringing him to the screen, to the movie, it was so far off the mark to me that it wasn't even close. And it had nothing to do with the mustache. The mustache wouldn't have made a difference.
Yeah, I agree. Like Eddie said, if you're comparing it to the game, they didn't. It was definitely a miscast. But I feel like taking it on its own, like without comparing it to the game, as funny as it sounds, I think he was fine. Like, I think he was fine. Like, I tried to look at it from like a perspective where it's like, I don't know these characters, and it's like, I think he was kind of, he was not bad in the movie if he wasn't, if I wasn't comparing him to being Sully, right? I think. He had good, I think he had good scenes. Like, I think, not good scenes, but I think he had decent scenes where it was like serviceable. Sometimes he reminded me more of Nathan Drake sometimes than Tom did.
Sometimes.
I feel like, yeah, sometimes I'm like, this is something Nate would do, or Nate would say. Yeah, he pulls off those quips better than Tom does. And I don't think he was that bad in the movie. I think he was bad as Sully because he doesn't look like Sully or sound like Sully. He never gave me a Sully vibe. And actually, yeah. They made him like so fucking evil. Like, it's like, not evil, but he like so selfish. It's like, I know Sully's like a little selfish, but he's not this cold hearted dude that Mark in the movie was. Like, he's not that cold hearted, you know, that, but yeah, that's basically, I think he was fine in the movie as if I didn't know he was Sully, like from the game. But, Sully, he's just kind of meh.
I think even if I were to separate him from the video game, I think I would still be annoyed because it just seems really? Like Mark Wahlberg is Mark Wahlberg. Like, he does not change anything at all in his performance. It is just him. And to even talk about, like, just if we take Sully in a vacuum in this movie, I still think that you would kind of think that by the end of the movie, Sully would kind of like Nate. So he wouldn't have as much hesitation as he did in throwing the goal to save him. So, like, it's one of those things where I just felt like even if you took him face value in just this movie, I feel like he drags it down because everything else feels kind of pulpy and it feels kind of like, look, whatever, who cares? But yet Mark Wahlberg is just being Mark Wahlberg. Like, anytime that he was in the room, it just felt like he did not know what kind of movie it was.
I feel like I'm more in line with, actually, I don't know, because I understand what Maple is saying, because, like, if you remove Mark Wahlberg from the Sully character in the video games, he does this thing in the movie, you know, he has a character arc, I guess, like, he's, like, untrustworthy of Nate, and by the end, he trusts Nate, and they form a bond, so, like, that's actually kind of different than in the games, because in the video games, like, Sully has a soft spot for Nathan almost immediately, like, right after he meets him.
Doesn't Uncharted 1 try to make it, like, make you unsure if Sully's being, like, betraying you or not, though?
Yeah, but, like, Uncharted 3, but, like, in the flashback, you already tell they have, like, a formed bond. Golden Abyss, they have a formed bond.
Though. Like, I'm saying, like, in the time whenever you play.
But, yeah, timeline-wise, right? Uncharted 3 flashback, then Golden Abyss, and then Uncharted 1, right?
Well, I think what he's,
in Uncharted 1, they do. Yeah,
they do make you think Sully's backstabbing you, but.
But he's not.
It's not because Sully seems untrustworthy. It's because
the situation.
He saw him in a situation where it made him seem untrustworthy. What Sully didn't seem like untrustworthy, you know, like I think Mark did, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
In the movie, you could see that Mark Wahlberg would be someone who would probably betray Nate, while in Uncharted 1, by the time you get to the end of that movie, you're like, oh, there's no way that Nate and Sully would ever betray each other. But at the end of this movie, you could see a sequel where, like, you know, maybe Sully sees like a piece of gold and he's like, ah, I'm going to pick it up. And then like Nate falls down like a ravine or something. He's like, ah, well, shit, at least I got my gold piece.
Yeah.
And they'll play it off for a stupid laugh.
Yeah. The thing is, for me, I feel like in Uncharted 3 or 4, I feel like more so in 3, like Nate, like Sully's like much more older and wiser. And Nate is like obsessed with this treasure. And I feel like it's kind of opposite in this movie where like, not like Nathan is younger, obviously, but Sully is the one who's like obsessed with the treasure, and he's the one who has to like learn to give that up to save Nathan's life. So like, I kind of appreciate they gave him like a different character dynamic in the movie, but like, I agree, like Marky Mark, like when he was first announced as Nathan Drake years ago, I was like, oh my god, I don't want Mark Wahlberg in the fucking Uncharted movie. But here we are, so I guess we gotta live with it.
I think he would work better as Nathan Drake than
I don't see
Mark I think Wahlberg so. As Nathan Drake. I think so. I mean, the way he was doing shit, where I was like, this just seems like this. I don't know what it is, but his fast talking fucking quips, or the way he's sarcastic, like he could work better than Tom does. He's a little
I see that
land lines more consistently than Tom Holland did.
But my problem is, I feel like the Tom Holland voice fits better for a younger Drake than the Mark Wahlberg voice fits for a normal Drake, if that makes any sense. I don't know. I feel like Mark Wahlberg's voice is not Nathan Drake to me at all.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. How did you guys feel about the beginning flashback scene with the two kids? Because I wanted to talk about that. Or when they were when Sam and Drake.
I was annoyed because I just kept thinking, man, this is actually worse. Every second is worse than the video game.
Really? Yeah.
It didn't hit nearly as close to Uncharted, the way Uncharted 4 did.
Wow, I disagree. You know what? I actually disagree. I thought, and as funny as it sounds, maybe because when I played Uncharted 4, I was expecting a fucking video game where I get to actually have fun. And then... So when it got to those Sam and Drake parts, I was like, not bored, but I was like, okay, this is I want to know more, but you guys are dragging it. But in the movie where I'm just sitting down and like watching a story,
it's your expectations of the medium.
Yeah, I actually got a little bit more. I was like when that first started, I was like, this is actually not that bad. Like this is not that bad. Like I wouldn't mind watching more of this. Like if that segment went on for like a good 15-20 minutes, I would have not minded, because they had, I mean, the two actors seemed like they had good chemistry. Sure. Who said they were the worst actors in the movie? Was it you or someone said they were the two worst actors, which is like okay, but it's like I was invested more than I thought I would. That's what I would say. I enjoyed it more than I enjoyed Uncharted 4 when they were kids. And Uncharted 4 when they were kids, I was like, I want to turn this shit off. Get me back to the action. And then in this movie, I'm like, wow, this is super interesting. Let me know. And also, another thing is, it's because he's so much younger in those scenes, Nate, that it's like, in my mind, I'm like, my brain could be like, okay, I'm not comparing it to the Nathan Drake we know.
The same age.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Between the game and the movie, like that is pretty much the exact same, Nate.
Oh, you're talking about when they're kids?
Yeah.
I'm talking about like modern Nathan Drake that we know versus the kid Nathan Drake in the movie. I was like, this could work, like, because I'm not comparing him to the modern Nathan Drake that we know. It's like a different take on the young Nathan Drake. Because remember,
my stomach dropped when you said young Nathan Drake. I hate this. Continue.
Because remember, in Uncharted 3 and Uncharted 4, the young Nathan Drake looked nothing alike. So it's like, okay, this movie, he doesn't look, I mean, he actually looked, I think he looked like the Uncharted 4.
Yeah, he gave me the Uncharted 4 vibes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, he did look like the Uncharted 4 character, but it's like, I just was a little bit more invested than I was in the when they were going around the museum in Uncharted 4. I was like, I know that scene is brief with Sam and Nate in the movie, but it's like that brief scene was like okay, this establishes their relationship well. Like it's a big brother, younger brother, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Let me say two things to that. First of all, fuck you. Neil Druckmann did a great job in Uncharted 4 setting that up.
Don't you dare fucking forget
Bruce Straley. Right away, you can go
fucking
fuck
Straley.
Neil Druckmann did an amazing. He needs to stay Amy away Hennig from
Bruce. Amy Hennig is the GOAT.
I would love to see Druckmann if he was involved in that Uncharted movie. It would have been 100
times. He was.
He was a producer.
He's busy with The Last of Us.
And he gave it a shit off. And he was in the trailer and the promotion. promotional.
Executive and the promotional
analysis yeah. half effort. He's an executive like. The last
producer
was part two.
In name and name only. All right. That's number one. Number two, can I just say that the Sam being alive thing was the fucking worst twist of all time? Like, he was very obviously still alive, and if you actually thought he was dead,
yeah, that's because of the games. Though.
That's obvious, yeah. though. Like, that's
obvious. That was a brain dead twist.
It's an Uncharted twist, to be honest. Like, to me, it was like, this is like typical Uncharted bullshit. Like, that's the way I viewed it. I'm like, okay. I guess it doesn't work in a movie, but it works in... I mean, I would expect that. It was, like, so easy, but it was definitely an Uncharted thing.
Wait, you're talking about the movie. Oh,
yeah, I'm talking about the movie. Yes.
No, I know. I'm dumb. I was thinking, like, in the game, too, and it's
no,
like... Well,
the game was actually done well and tactfully because it was Neil Druckmann.
No, it was not.
He was... Oh, we're going to kill
fucking...
You could
take 5 hours out of Uncharted 4. 5 hours out of Uncharted 4, and it would be a better game for it. It would be a much better game. If you took like 5 hours out of that game.
Yeah, cut Bruce Staley's 5 hours of bullshit out.
Oh my God. Okay, can't say that shit when The Last of Us Part Two, half of it is fucking walking, okay? And
facts.
Bruce Staley didn't work on that shit.
Facts.
No, the walking stuff's good. I wish there was more of it.
Yeah, let me get rid of the main mechanic of hitting triangle over and over again because everyone knows that that's bullshit. Oh, cool. Okay, let me just walk up. I'll manually fucking open up. It's not like I have to care about what I'm grabbing. No, fuck it. That's the hate.
Did
cast.
Anyone
We're not doing
did,
this?
Let's add 2 hours of gameplay in Last of Us 2 25
no,
hours.
Stop it. No,
did
no,
anyone
no,
else?
No,
okay, no,
stop.
This is side story.
Go back to the
movie. Did anyone else laugh at the scene where he needed a boost? I think that had to be on purpose.
I turned to my wife and I was like, they did it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I was like, oh shit.
Oh, I was so annoyed.
I will say it with the Sam Drake stuff in the movie, like the lighter being like a common like trope, not trope, or like a theme. Like he keeps on using the lighter that's like out of fluid. I thought it was like, oh shit, the lighter from Uncharted 4. Interesting. But my favorite
is that what
part,
that was?
Yeah, that's Sam's lighter.
Well, that shit was so stupid to me, but...
Yeah, but, like, no, like, the
that
thing that really...
That shit got annoying as fuck,
actually.
That
made me
I'm
happy
like, why the
it?
Fuck is he using this old-ass lighter, like, still? Like, that shit, there's
it's
no way it
brothers.
Works.
That one makes sense.
But it can't work!
The thing I liked about it, though, is, like, when he...
No, it only works when the plot needs it.
He uses, like, the lighter to reveal the clue in the postcard. It was like, oh, shit, that's, like, from Uncharted Golden Abyss, when you have to use the light source to reveal, like... treasure.
You were the only person alive that made that connection.
Yeah, you're the only person alive.
You know damn well that Ruben Fleischer was on set with his Vita like, holy shit, this is brilliant. Get me the writers. I have an idea.
Yeah, bro. And then he saw Jose the Parrot in Uncharted Golden Abyss. He's like, oh yeah, I'm going to use that for Mr. Whiskers, the breakout cat in the Uncharted movie.
Oh my God.
Okay.
What is, like, why does that exist? What is with that cat?
Yeah,
why is that
know,
cat
dude.
There?
It's funny.
It's not funny. Sucks.
No, it's funny.
It sucks.
It's Mr. Whiskers, man.
It's a terrible attempt at humor.
Yeah, that's his name in the post-credit scene. He says, I always bring Mr. Whiskers around.
That's like the most generic name like you give a cat, bro. Like,
it's more horrible writing. It's just terrible.
Yeah, no. Thankfully, what? Neil Druckmann was a producer on it to stop it.
Bro, how do they...
He's an executive producer, and he's busy with The Last of Us HBO show.
No,
bro,
I can't wait
until Mr. Whiskers shows up in The Last of Us HBO show.
You know why I'm upset?
He's like
you
the common
why...
theme between PlayStation Productions. Mr.
You know why I'm upset? I'm upset.
The Returnal TV show and Mr. Whiskers is being harassed by the tentacles.
Yo, let's go.
I like the PlayStation logo in the beginning.
I hated it.
I liked it.
I was so pissed.
I actually, you know what? I'll be on Radic and Maple side for that. I liked it.
It was like,
it was cool.
PlayStation All-Stars
on
the big
screen.
Yeah.
It kind of like solidified our medium.
No, okay. I won't go that far. No.
I'm kidding.
I was just so pissed. I was like, joking. I don't want to see these characters on the fucking screen. Just show me the PlayStation logo. I don't want to see any of these characters that you're gonna
come on, bro. It's like PlayStation All Stars. They're building up to a cinematic universe.
Okay,
where was Selena? I don't think Selena was it. It was some bullshit.
No, it's Aloy, Jin Sakai, Nathan Drake.
Dude, fucking Jin made it.
It was Astrobot or Sackboy in there.
Both.
Sackboy was there too.
Oh, I'm glad Sackboy's still alive.
Kratos was there too.
Ratchet and Clank was in there too. And
Joel and Ellie. No Abby, which was a big oversight.
You know, I agree. You know what? I wish it would have been just Abby from every single
angle.
Just
Abby and the PlayStation logo. It's just the PlayStation logo.
No. It's Abby as every single character. It's Abby as Kratos. It's Abby as both Ratchet and Clank. It's Abby as Joel and Ellie.
Oh, man. She's like funny. The new Smack Boy.
She would work as Kratos, too. That's the funny thing.
Oh, she'd be an amazing Kratos.
Yeah, it would work as Kratos.
Fuck, man. Okay, you keep talking because there's a meme I'm going to drop in the Discord. That continue.
Yeah, what I was going to ask is, like, how do these... I still don't know how this director shit, like, works, right? How do you... Yeah. How, as a studio, you... Why wouldn't Sony Productions, as a studio, right, ask, like, the best directors to direct the movie?
They did. Like, there was, like, nine other directors, and they all dropped out.
Hold on.
Like, a serious right answer here. To that question? Okay.
Neil Berger, Seth Gordon, Sean Levy, Dan Trachtenberg, and Travis Knight. And probably the best one there is Dan Trachtenberg.
Yeah,
he did 10 Cloverfield Lane. Excuse me, he did 10 Cloverfield Lane. He's great.
Oh, sorry, David O. Russell, too.
The reason why they landed on Ruben Fleischer was because, like, Ruben Fleischer is an in-house talent at Sony. He did Zombieland, and he did the Venom movie.
He did Zombieland?
He did both the Zombieland. Yeah.
He did Zombieland?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, Dorian. You're going to fucking love this. Sean Levy, do you know what he directed?
No.
Free Guy.
Well, we got an improvement there. I need to look up that director and never watch one of his movies again, because Free Guy was dog shit. I'll rant about it on the main show too.
Yeah, exactly. Wait.
How did this guy make Zombieland?
I mean, yeah,
Zombieland was a lot better than this. And yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Zombieland is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah. It's more than just a director, though. You need a good writer. Yeah.
He didn't write it. He didn't write Zombieland. He did not.
Exactly. Like, there, it's a whole wealth of talent that associates you, not just the director.
But, like, I feel like the reason why.
Yeah, but I feel like there's a cohesiveness in. Well, I don't know. I don't even know, bro.
The reason why
baffling to me, bro.
Sony landed on Ruben Fleischer is because, like, the Venom movie did super well. Like, people like hate on that movie, but it made like $850 million box office. So Sony was like, all right, we need to get this movie out. It's been in development hell for like 10 years. We finally got a cast. We'll just get a director, Ruben Fleischer. He's probably going to give us like a 20 to 40% Rotten Tomato score, but he'll get people in the seats somehow.
He'll get the movie out.
Yeah. And to his credit, like, the movie's performing well at the box office. So.
Serious question, Radic, because I know you'll know the answer. Do you know why he didn't do the Venom sequel and just the first one?
He got signed on to Uncharted. He wanted.
Oh,
to
that's
Uncharted.
Why. Okay.
Oh yeah, no, wait. Enough. Excuse me. That's wrong. After Venom, he had like 1 week off, and then he did Zombieland 2, and then he did Uncharted.
He had a week off.
Yeah, I was like,
for all his hard work, he needs.
Hey, Zombieland 2 was actually very good.
I haven't seen it. The first one was really good. I enjoyed it, but
wait, you haven't seen Zombieland? Is pretty good. It's like really good.
I like Zombieland is actually fun.
The first one's good. I like it.
I think I like the second one better than the first.
I haven't seen the second one.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out someday. Yeah. Did he do the second one too, or just the first one?
I'm gonna look that up right now. Zombieland. It's Double Tap, right?
Yeah. I have it here.
He directed both.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check it out.
Oh, shit. It came out like a year after Venom to the day. That's actually kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I do want to mention the third act because I've kind of stained most of my thoughts when it comes to that. And this is kind of where I want to say that video game movie should probably die forever. Sequence with the boat, them being flying across, the fight scene, the two boats crashing into each other, them falling on the water. I want to say that actually landed on Uncharted so well, but the problem is that every single moment that I was watching that, I was actually getting actively mad that I wasn't playing it. So the fact that even when the movie was actually doing something that I wanted it to do, I felt like I was being robbed of what could be a cool set piece in an Uncharted game. Where can you imagine the physics of the ships being moving and they hit each other? You can be able to grab a grappling hook and jump from boat to boat like they did. You would have the boats crashing into each other like it was Uncharted 2, where you had the two buildings crashing into each other. You're rolling. The aiming is off because because the boat isn't steady. You can have it drop on the water and the water hits you and your aiming gets thrown off. Like, there was so much potential to all of this to have been a fucking awesome set piece in an Uncharted game. And now it's wasted in something that wasn't even shot that fun. Like, Nate, honestly, like Maple said, the physics just don't exist anymore. And in a video game, the physics aren't working. That actually is cooler. But when physics isn't working in a movie, it looks wrong. Like, how the fuck is Nate's moving around like Spider-Man? And I know that everyone made that joke at the beginning of Uncharted 2 that he's just Spider-Man. But, like, come on. And now you have Tom Holland playing Nate Drake doing Spider-Man moves.
I kind of disagree with this fact that, like, I feel like his fight choreography was different than Spider-Man because it felt more like a brawl to me, like especially with him and Sully teaming up against those goons and they're doing like a combo attack, like that shit you'd see in the game, like he just throws a cannonball at the dude.
I mean specifically like his movements, like whenever he swings on the outside of a rope and then swings back.
But that's
in
an Uncharted,
like,
dude. That's like you do that in Uncharted 4.
Dude, in Uncharted, you would have a grappling hook and you'd wrap around like that. This man is grabbing a rope and doing a full 180, two hands on it, and then slipping back. And
yeah, it's like
something.
Rey Mysterio shit, man. That looks fucking dope.
I think you feel that way because he plays Spider-Man. So it's like, I think that's the comparison you make. I think if it was any other actor, you'd be like, oh, this is more Uncharted than Spider-Man.
Okay.
But I think because he's Tom Holland, it's like, I've seen this exact shit before from Tom Holland, so it like feels like Spider-Man type shit.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to look up an old article from when Kotaku was good. I'm going to search up Kotaku Uncharted 2 Spider Drake, because I swear that this is an article that was written at some point.
No, I believe that. I like that scene. I actually enjoyed that scene.
I like the scene a lot, too.
Me too.
Yeah, I actually agree with Ed where it's like, I was thinking in my head, like, holy shit, this would have been genius to put an Uncharted 4 as, like, a last fucking set piece. But, of course, Neil Druckmann decided to direct that fucking game. So
yeah,
we got less set pieces. We got emotion instead.
Emotion and empathy and grief.
There was emotion somewhere in this movie?
Get the fuck out of here.
Where was emotion in this movie?
No, we're talking about Uncharted 4.
Oh, the game.
I said it would have been a great set piece as Uncharted 4. Like, it would have been an amazing set piece.
It would have.
That boat shit was so weird. Like, first of all, why did the bad guys decide to get on the boat instead of in the helicopter? Like, why
I'm not
would
gonna
you
get mad
do
about
that
one? Okay, look, because it's cool. It's cooler to have them on the boat than the plane.
I understand, but it's just so like what I thought. I was like, dude, this is moronic.
I think the tone was set pretty early how fucking stupid things were going to be in this movie.
I agree. But there's just some things that I'm like, what the fuck? Like the two ships were bashing into each other the whole time in the air, right? And it's like all this crazy shit, and there's a fucking cannon being shot, all this shit. But the only time the ship disintegrates is when it lands in water. Which is so stupid. What? It crashed into a mountain and it didn't break. What? And then now when it lands in the water safely, it wasn't even that hard of a hit. The whole ship breaks down. It's like, okay, that doesn't make any fucking sense. That's just so stupid to me. But whatever. It was a cool scene. Like, it was decent. It dragged a little too long. I'll be honest. That scene dragged a little too long.
Oh, really? I wanted it to be longer. Actually, because I was having so much fun.
Yeah, I got bored.
I'll go in the middle. I thought it was the perfect length, honestly. Like, that whole last set piece for me, like, kind of elevated the movie. Because otherwise, it probably would have been, like, a 2.5 for me. And that ending sequence bumped it up a bit for me. Because it really did just feel like it could fit perfectly into an Uncharted game. And to Ed's point, I understand. Like, I can understand why he would have got cranky over that. It never even crossed my mind, though. Just because I'm like, okay, Uncharted's a dead series to me. Like, as far as video games go, I don't want any more. And I don't think we're going to get any more. Although I'm probably wrong about that.
I got news for you.
I want to get back to that later.
You son of a bitch, take that back. Uncharted is the best gaming franchise, and I don't care how many they make, I will play every single one.
Yeah, bro.
And then only finish half of them.
Exactly, dude. Yeah.
I finished every game. Where is this narrative coming from? I'm starting to get pissed.
He's going to use the game reward.
What if we don't get Uncharted and the next one's just called Sully? It's a prequel by him, but it's very serious, directed by Neil Druckmann. Would you play it?
No. Okay, that last part was the bullet in that entire idea.
Part, yeah, that last part is kind of AIDS. Actually.
I would play the shit out of that, boys.
I know you would. You would want to see. You would want to see fucking Sully getting raped into prison or something. It's like, wow, oh my god, how deep, how dark.
So emotional.
Just to hire the person that played Abby.
Thank you, Druckmann. To bring him that sounds like. I'll be honest with you. Like that sounds like the fall of Naughty Dog. Like if they did that shit. Like that would be the worst way to go. Like it's not even Uncharted. It's a Uncharted spinoff, and it's only directed by Neil. And there's like no combat in that shit.
Oh, man.
That shit would have been the worst.
Just all stealth and walking simulator shit.
Oh my god, that sounds horrible. That sounds
game of the
horrible.
Year, game of the decade. Honestly,
oh my god.
Holy fuck,
yo! Right. Oh my god.
To bring it back to the movie.
Yeah, movie.
In the game industry. Don't work in the game industry at all.
God, he's hosting this now.
I will say, this part was totally pandering. I understand that. But I will say, after Nathan Drake like knocks that guy with the golden shield, he steals his gun strap, you hear the theme. That got a big smile off my face.
Yeah, that was a good... That was a decent way to use the music.
My only problem with the whole boat fight scene is, like, he gets the gun. He's like, all right, Nathan Drake's going to start shooting people. And he doesn't even kill it. Like, one guy. With a gun.
I think they did it on purpose. I noticed that too. I don't think he kills anybody in this movie.
No, he kills.
Well,
a few
actually,
guys.
No. Like, he kills guys on the plane, but that's by accident.
Very minimal.
Right?
No, he kills guys in the boats.
How does he kill?
He knocks a few.
He knocks them out, right?
Like, he gets like a stick. Yeah, and he's like.
Yeah, but I mean, they land in the water. I'm sure they're dead, but like I'm pretty sure it's like
it's not a direct.
Yeah,
it's not a direct kill. Yeah, but I noticed they didn't really kill anybody either.
In continuing the trend of me being mad about this movie, when they played the Uncharted theme, I was like, you gave this to Nolan North, and now you give it to this kid who just put on a bra for the first time. I did not like it, because I was like, what has he done to be Nate? Like, what has he done so far this entire movie to finally be able to put that on, to be called Nathan Drake?
Jump out of a plane, dude. What more do you want from him?
Yeah, I think they actually should have used it much more. I think if they used it in every single theme scene where he's fighting, I would have been satisfied, because at least it'll like trigger some dopamine in my brain to thinking it's.
I feel like that's something they're definitely going to do with the sequel, but we'll talk about that later.
Here's the thing. I would accept if they use the theme so much, because then that means that moment where he puts on the bra for the first time, I'm just going to keep calling it a bra because it's funnier to me.
Right.
I would think that if they use the theme more, then that means that I would not be mad about that scene, because it's just using the theme again instead of making it like a big moment of like, he's finally doing it.
Yeah,
I agree
with that.
They used it at the worst time. They also used it when they were exploring the fucking cave, which is like so stupid to me. Like,
really?
Why would you? Yeah, when him and Chloe,
it's very light.
Yeah, it was very light when him and Chloe like this when they went together down in the cave,
with
I think
salt?
They used it.
Yeah, all that salt shit.
I'm like, why are you using this?
Yeah. I didn't notice that.
Other than the small like glimpse of the Uncharted theme, the score in the movie was completely forgettable to me. So I don't
really
agree.
It was very disappointing. It's weird too, because the guy did Game of Thrones music, which is like, so I thought the score was going to be good.
A lot more memorable than that.
Game of Thrones score is great.
Why didn't they just use the theme? I just don't understand. You have these resources. Like this is the IP. Why you're not using the IP shit in it? Just use them. What,
I mean,
like, for what reason?
That was annoying to me.
I don't understand.
Will say the only silver lining for that is that, like, this movie is doing super well box office wise, and I really hope this goal just takes more shit from the games. It's like, just use all the music, use all the iconography, just copy the first game, and then, yeah, I'll be all in for that.
Okay, you know what? That feels like a good spot to end things off. So, Braddock, is that what you want from the sequel? Any other ideas that you want to toss on? Because I feel like that might be, like, a good thing for each of us to end on, what we want from the sequel.
Yeah, so if the sequel just continues the thread from the post-credit scene, and that post-credit scene had, like, a few Easter eggs, it mentions Roman, so Gabriel Roman from the first game. It mentions the Nazi treasure map, which is also from the first game. And also has Eddie's golden gun, which I never thought would be in the movie. But seeing Eddie's golden gun, I was like, oh shit. It's like me doing the Leonardo DiCaprio pointing thing in the theater. But honestly,
I will say that my Leo moment was pointing at the Katie got wet in the bar.
Yeah, like I didn't notice that the first time. I was like, what? And then I saw it like on Twitter. I was like, oh shit, yeah.
Look, I don't mean to interrupt. I feel like there's so many references in this movie that are so random and out of place that, you know, I feel like there was one guy they hired and it was like, hey, let us show us what references we can use and just list them out on the table. Like all the weapons we can use, everything we can use for fan service, and we will just pick. And I feel like they just pick shit randomly based on either how it looked or something, because there's no reason for half these references to, like, they're just all jumbled in a way where it doesn't really make sense. Like, I just, why is Eddie's golden gun in an Uncharted, where Sully's wearing his Uncharted 3 outfit and it's supposed to be an Uncharted 1 plot? Like, it's just, I don't know. It's like,
look, to add to that, much most of the plot points of Uncharted 4, mixed in some of Uncharted 3, and then made it a prequel story.
Yeah, they're just doing their own thing now. So it's like, I kind of made peace with that. But I will say, the Uncharted sequel is just called Uncharted's Drake's Fortune. Just add, like, Elena, the villain from Uncharted 1, get the same environment design, like a single location, get music from the games, like Uncharted 1, that weird piano note that plays, like, in suspenseful themes, and I'd be all over it, personally. This, and keep, like, no more Sully and Drake beef. I don't want that. No more beef.
Maple, what do you want from an Uncharted sequel?
I'm there with Radek. I think if they just made the ending scene of this movie, the whole, like, a bunch of those types of scenes in the next movie, I think we should be, like, straight. It'll be a much better movie for it, because, like I said, that was the most Uncharted the movie felt. Or, well, besides that little ship scene, but I'm talking about, like, in terms of like the Uncharted that I know from, like, one or whatever,
like narrative, not just action set pieces. I know
narrative. It just felt really Uncharted at the end, because it's like, oh shit, like, say Nate and Sully had a plan, but it kind of goes wrong, so they start bickering while they're doing shit and you know, they're shooting everybody. Yeah. There. I don't know. It's like the opening of
Uncharted 3 when they try to make a deal with Talbot and then shit just goes haywire.
Yeah, but then the kitty shit. I hope that kitty shit goes away for the sequel, because that shit did not fit that.
And I hope Sam doesn't come for the sequel. They can save Sam for Uncharted 3.
Yeah. He will.
Yeah, you're right, probably.
He will, but I hope they go to Amy Hennig route, which was the much better route where he wants to kill his brother than just show up randomly.
Yeah. Was he his brother in the original script? I think that was added after.
No, his brother was in the original, but his brother wanted to kill him in the original.
Wait, no. I thought that they went back and they made that character, like, that character was going to be a villain in the Amy Hennig script, but then whenever she left, then they actually changed him to be his brother? No?
No, he was going to be his brother, but he was also going to be the villain of the story. Okay. He was like, you left me here to rot for years. Mm-hmm. I'm coming for you or some shit. That was the first trailer.
Yeah, good change by drama.
Am I going to have to go and read Blood, Sweat, and Pickles again?
Maple's right.
Amy's version would have much been much
better. Druckmann's version was superior, and it's good.
Okay, we're not going to talk about Uncharted 4, damn it. Let's stick to the movie.
I agree with this one, sir.
Okay, look. How about this, okay? I like Uncharted 4. Dorian, do you like Uncharted 4?
Yes.
Radek, do you like Uncharted 4?
Yes.
Maple, do you like Uncharted 4?
That's not a yes or no.
Drug! There we go. Oh my god, that's incredible. He's probably yelling right now, but I muted him.
Alright.
It's much more nuanced than yes or no.
We'll save that for the Uncharted 4 spoiler cast.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, all right. So, Maple, if you agree with Radek on the sequel and all that.
Yeah, I do. Just more Uncharted thematic shit. You should be fine.
All right, Dorian, you're in charge of the sequel. What do you do?
Okay, before I do that, I have to have a little film.
No dissolving.
I need to have like 30-second film snob conversation with you, Ed. Okay, without cheating, how? Okay, don't look at anything. Did you like the cinematography in Uncharted? Yes or no?
There was cinematography?
How dare you?
Okay, I just looked it up. The fucking cinematographer for this movie, he also did Old Boy.
And Last Night in Soho, right?
Fucking Old Boy. He fucking did it. He did Last Night at Soho. He does all of Park Chan-woo's shit. And it was so forgettable to me for Uncharted. I'm just blown away right now. And I just discovered that. Blown the fuck away.
This man took a paycheck. What a legend.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, sequel. I completely disagree with everything these guys are saying. So, if we're doing an Uncharted sequel, I want it 15 years in the future. Get the fuck rid of Tom Holland. Get the fuck rid of Mark Wahlberg. Recast these fuckers. You can still have that's the origin story, but move on from it. That's what I want.
Okay, you actually kneecapped me. My idea was going to be not exactly moving forward. Honestly, you can just keep them the same age. It doesn't matter to me. Just make them, make Nate Drake an adult. Probably get someone who's way more tired, but like intentionally tired as Sully. Go ahead and take a page out of the Amy Henning script writing for Uncharted, where she would think of the set pieces and then write around that, and then she would just stuff those pieces in between with character pieces that you like about them. Minimize how much you actually spend on the actual chase for the MacGuffin, because it's the MacGuffin. Who fucking cares? It's just the excuse to get things done. So pretty much follow Amy, give me more characters, and give me actors that can actually say those lines.
I like that idea. Follow Amy is a great...
I don't know. We need a little bit of Druckmann in there. But
I swear to God.
I'm sensing this is... We're kind of near the end, but I want to ask you guys a question.
Go for it.
So this is PlayStation Productions, like, official first outing, I would say.
Disgusting.
Are you guys, like, confident in their other projects after this? Are you way less confident?
Oh, no.
Because hell, absolutely not.
I'm just curious. Yeah.
Absolutely not. No.
This movie exists to remind me that I could have played the games instead.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their goal, right?
If anything, I think I'm they're doing a Ghost of Tsushima movie still.
Yeah, with Chad Stahelski.
And that just seems like such a worse idea on every level to me than an Uncharted movie. Because at least Uncharted is basically just Indiana Jones. A Ghost of Tsushima is just another samurai movie, and I hate the idea.
But Addy, like, I'm not joking about this. Like, Ruben Fleischer, the director of this movie, is working on Jack and Daxter with Naughty Dog. And that's going to be important.
I know. It's your
world. I'm not joking.
I know. It's your world. We're just fucking living in it.
But, like, after, like, this movie is doing really well. It was projected to do 30 million over the President's Day weekend, or whatever you guys celebrate in America.
Yeah.
Fake country. But it's actually made 50 million. So it made way more money than they thought they did. So we're definitely going to get more Uncharted movies, and PlayStation Productions is, like, here to stay, I guess.
Kill me.
Well, the only good thing about that is they might make another game soon. Like, sooner than later.
Maple, good point, because, like,
there's no way more Amy
if they
Henning.
Do make another game, or if they do make another Uncharted movie, which is guaranteed, and if they do base it on Uncharted 1, I really think an Uncharted 1 remake is not far from the possibility.
That might be the best thing about this entire initiative.
Yeah,
as long as they keep Neil away from Uncharted, I think
that's fine. I was just going to say, there's no more Amy Henning. There's no more Bruce Staley.
There's no more Neil.
There's a Neil. So remember,
there's no more Neil. He's not working on Uncharted.
There's a Neil, so be careful what you fucking wish for.
He's been hired at HBO.
You can get your
he's still making a game. He's not making a game in Naughty Dog.
He's not making Uncharted.
No, maybe not, but he'll be involved. You bet your fucking bottom dollar he'll be in.
Kurt Morgan now is making the new Uncharted. Probably.
Look, I don't hate Neil when he does his own shit. I just don't.
No,
like
no, damn it, no. We're
franchise.
Not doing this again. We're not doing this again. Damn it. Okay, look, I had to mute. Dorian, I fucking swear, if you bring this shit up again, we're muting you too.
You're right.
Okay, what I was going to say, involving if there even will be a sequel, the budget was $120 million. Now, here's the thing. Without the pandemic, the usual idea is that you multiply the budget by 2.5, which gives you what becomes the point where the movie is profitable. That number is $300 million. If the movie is already at $140 million, and considering that we're still doing pandemic numbers, where Dune can technically by these numbers be a flop but still get greenlit for a sequel, that makes me completely sure in saying that Uncharted will get a sequel, because if you take it by pandemic numbers, then that means that this movie has probably made its money back enough for Sony to go, yeah, there was a return on this. Maybe when we get out of the pandemic, it will blow up and make us more money.
Yeah, there's no chance in hell we don't get a sequel now, for better or for worse.
By the way, I found the link. It was not Kotaku. It was Joystick back in the day that had the link that said Uncharted 2 footage introduces Spider Drake. So this was back in July 12th, 2009. I don't know how I can remember anything I said within the last hour, but yet I remember this fucking article that I read on my PSP web browser more than 10 years ago. Fuck me. Okay. So, we got the sequels things out of the way. Radic, did you have any more questions? Since I feel like you're the one who cares the most about this, so the floor is yours. Any other questions that you want to prod us with?
So, an article did come out today. So, Sony chief Tom Rothman celebrates new hit movie franchise, Uncharted. Yep, there's franchise. So, pretty much guaranteed a sequel. And the last thing I want to ask is, so the highest grossing video game movie is Warcraft, which is weird.
China.
Yeah, of course. It's China. And it's China. Uncharted did get a it's going to be released in China as well. So it's probably going to add to the box office. But Warcraft.
It's a good thing that Nathan Drake didn't travel through time.
I understood that reference.
I wonder, I'll have to censor to get the movie in China. You know they're going to have to censor something stupid.
Yeah, nah, but
there was probably nothing there. I mean, maybe they censored Chloe's ass. They're like, that's a little too much, and they had to shave it down.
Well, maybe that's why. Maybe the girl actually does have an ass. We just got the Chinese version.
So, Warcraft
recast. They need to recast Chloe, and Elena's casting needs to be Sydney Sweeney, and Chloe needs to be Alexa Demi. And I think that those would be perfect for the
okay. Sydney Sweeney would not
open
make
up
a good
incognito.
What? I think you'd make a great.
Wait, what was her name again that you wanted Chloe for?
Alexa Demi. That's the girl who plays the brunette in Euphoria.
Oh God, her
she
no.
Plays Maddie.
No, she just looks so bored. No. She hates everyone.
She can't seduce a fucking fly, man.
She plays her character well. That's why.
Yeah. No, like, even in all of her images, she just looks like she looks through you. Even when she's smiling.
Yeah, but she's sexy.
Yeah, but you actually want to like
Chloe.
But she's sexy.
I like Alexa. She's sexy. Okay? And I want Sydney as Elena, and that's that. I don't want any more talk about this.
Radic, Edwin, what was your question again?
since you're the box office expert here, Warcraft made $440 million. Does Uncharted beat that?
Does Uncharted beat 400? Does Uncharted beat over 400 mil?
440.
440.
It's tough.
That was made pre-pandemic, though.
Yeah.
No, but that's the thing. That's technically a flop in the U.S. Like, that movie flopped in the U.S., and then China basically carried
it.
It
all depends on how China does for Uncharted, honestly.
Yeah. Honestly, I think Uncharted does... Oh God!
Yeah, I think it's Batman's coming out, and that's going to destroy Uncharted.
I think it's going to fall. I think it's going to fall a little short. Like I think it'll. I think it's going to do around 350 total.
Yeah, I think 400 is a ceiling. In my
close to 400. I want to see close. You want no? I'm going to cheat. I'm going to check what Venom, Let There Be Carnage did because
it was like 590. No, 490.
It was 502. So. Shit. I'm going to say Uncharted cracks 400, but does not beat 440.
You know, it's going to be a good test if Uncharted makes more money than Morbius. I'm actually so curious about that.
Let's not talk about Morbius.
Morbius is going to do good. Morbius is probably going to do, I'm going to say 450.
Morbius is going to do fucking, Morbius is going to flop. It's going to do like a fucking 150.
Hey man,
it's got
we have Dr.
I don't think it's going to be that low, but I think it'll be, I think it'll be flop. I don't think anybody's really hyped for
it. Morbius is not going to do as much as Venom. There's no
Morbius, man.
Says Marvel.
Come on, bro.
Morbius is like Venom, but without like actual people.
Anything.
It's shit about.
Jared Leto, man. Please.
It's Jared Leto without... It's like the Sony Super Bowl ad for nothing. Like, there's nothing important there.
Dude, what's so funny about that movie is, like, all the crazy Spider-Man references, and that was supposed to come out before the pandemic. Like, before No Way Home. So it's like, it's going to always be nonsensical story-wise. Even if they're released after the multiverse shit or before the multiverse shit.
I'm literally going to go see it in theaters just to support that director because I like life. Literally.
Okay. Look, you have Morbius, right? Morbius had trailers for every single showing of Spider-Man. Uncharted, every single fucking trailer had Morbius. Morbius has had a hard ad push that makes me kind of confident to say it's probably going to crack over 400.
I mean, you bring up a good point. I feel like a huge part of this movie's success is Spider-Man. Like, that has to be.
Correct.
Like,
but I feel like if people didn't show out for Carnage, like for Carnage,
they did. It was the third biggest movie last year.
500 million, man.
Yeah, it did 500 million.
I don't know why I thought
but,
that movie
but,
flopped.
But Venom Carnage, that's Venom. Morbius is not even nearly as popular as Venom. Because
if you go with like Spider-Man heroes, it's Venom, Black Cat, and then like five other people, then Morbius. You know?
No, but that's the thing. It is 2022, and we are in a world where Guardians of the Galaxy had a hit video game and had two movies that people love. Because now they see the Marvel brand, they go, "Well, I don't know them, but I know that brand, so you'll probably win me over." Like you always.
That's true. I feel like that's what PlayStation. Productions' end goal is. Like, oh, PlayStation Productions, I gotta see that movie. And it's like, all right, it's we'll that see brand. If that happens.
Here's what I'll do.
That's every production.
I will literally stand outside the theater of Morbius and direct people into the Batman instead. Like, I will just fucking stand there and be like, no, go see this instead. Go see this instead.
You're dressed that's like the people who are directing planes. Like, you have the little little cone things. You're like, that's the Batman. That's the Batman.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Are we
that
good?
That comes out March 1st, yeah, yeah. Right?
Yeah, March 1st in America. Full release date is March 3rd or 4th, I think. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right. That's Uncharted. Hey, look at you. You got to the end of the episode. From episode 0 to the day that I finally get lazy and cancel the show, a big thank you to Joey Rawlings for providing the perfect name for the show. Be sure to always give him thanks, either out loud as you're listening to this, or you can just send him a thank you tweet at boogeyman117 underscore. That's boogeyman117, i.e. instead of Y, double O, be sure that it's an underscore, not a dash, 117.